Hey, you're listening to Coffee Talk with Liquid Shane on 1973. Here's your host, Shane Lakita.
Good morning, folks. Thanks again for joining me on another episode of Coffee Talk with Liquid Shane on 1973. As the wonderfully deep-voice-sounded teenage boy in the beginning of this episode said, I am your host, Shane Lakita. That's my son, by the way. I know if you've been listening to a couple of the podcasts, I changed it up a little bit and had him do the intro, and he was pretty excited about the whole thing, that we could work together and he could do something like that. So pretty exciting stuff. So I wanted to reach out to you guys today on this coffee talk. Going to be a short and simple one, I think, anyway, depending on how the dialogue goes as I'm talking. But I shared this morning on the coffee talk on the No Finish Line Nation and on Connect and probably a little bit later on Instagram as well, the word possibilities, right? The image itself says that I posted, I love the smell of possibilities in the morning. And if anybody's an Apocalypse Now fan from back in the day, you remember the famous phrase of, I love the smell of napalm in the morning. So it's kind of a play on that. But I really dug in on the word possibility, because it's one of the things that I use and say in my job. So if you don't know, what I do is I travel throughout the state. I go all the way from southern Maine all the way up to the northern parts of Maine, way up there, to visit different owners and business owners of a cellular phone company, right? So I travel from store to store. I do observations, and we put down mapping structures about building business plans and all kinds of great stuff that we do together. And what we do is our intention is to sit down and talk about business and ways to be better. And one of the main phrases that I like to use a lot of times in my job is I love to be able to sit down and talk about how the possibilities are endless of anything that you do in your life and in business. So if you invest a certain way, let's say, for instance, if you're running a tight ship and you're not spending a lot of money to gain a lot of stuff in business, then you're really going to lose out on business that you might have been able to have. So your possibilities are a little limited based on the fact that you're not broadening your spectrum and increasing the amount that you're spending so that way you can receive more. Now, that's business talk and that's all money and blah, 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 right? But what it does is it gives you a good framework, not only with business, but it makes you think about life. It makes you think about possibilities in life. Sometimes, if you think about it, all the things you want to accomplish in the journey, all the things that you want to accomplish in life, in your family, all the great things that you want to do in your lifetime can only be accomplished by a few things, right? One of them is going to be, are you investing enough to be able to get the return on your investment? That's the first question you can ask yourself. Are you working hard to be able to get to where you want to get to? And so possibilities are one thing. We can talk about possibilities. We can think about the sky being the limit of what we can accomplish, what we can achieve, those kind of things. But you don't get there unless you're working at it. If you don't put one foot in front of the other and you make the effort to be able to work towards those possibilities, you're really never going to get there, and it's only going to be a dream. That's all it's going to be, a pipe dream down the road of something that you wrote down on a piece of paper to say, it's a possibility that I might be able to get to owning that Maserati, or it's a possibility that I might be able to lose 100 pounds, or it's a possibility that I want to be somebody that's on a fitness stage and going up there in front of a show and whatever. Whatever your dreams are and your possibilities are, they're only dreams until you put one foot in front of the other and start to work at them. I mean, that's the first bit of advice. So in business, when I talk about making investments to get investments back, it's the same thing in life. You got to work at things to be able to get the things that you want. Now, the purpose of me posting the picture of I love the smell of possibility in the morning is the fact that that should be some of your inspiration that you use throughout your day. The sky is the limit with possibilities. You could be like, if you sit back and think about it, how many things have you thought of in your life that you say, I would love to be able to accomplish that. I would love to be able to do that. I'd love to be able to achieve that. Or a lot of people use the term bucket list items or whatever topics that they want to be able to utilize to be able to label the fact that possibilities are endless. And most of the time, those possibilities are things that we never imagined that we could do. So if you're on a health journey, think about this for me. From where you started day one of your health journey, even if you're 365 days into it, or you're 10 days into it, and you're doing some exercise, you're losing some weight, you're eating healthy, you're going to the doctors, you're receiving some reports, your maybe numbers are going down, you got some really good momentum going, or even if you're plateauing, I want you to think about something. Did you ever think that where you're at right now was possible when you first started your journey? Because a lot of times we get so stuck in the mud and we get so thinking about how we're not achieving fast enough, or we're not going to at the speed that we'd like to be able to get there, or we're not losing, or we're this maintaining stuff is really stinking because I'm just sitting there and I'm not having anybody to celebrate with anymore. There's no longer the thrill of victory if I'm losing weight or I'm gaining certain muscles or whatever else. I'm just at this maintain phase. And you're at the place where you say to yourself, okay, how do I stay focused? Well, possibilities are everything. And if you think about it, where might you have been if you had not put your foot forward and worked as hard as you did to where you are right now? So first of all, celebrate in that. Take a look at your book of journey that you've had so far. Whatever chapter 5 is, or whatever chapter 6 is, or whatever chapter that you're in your journey so far, celebrate in the fact that you are awesome and you're celebrating in victories. And did you ever think that when you first started, you'd be where you're at right now? I'm going to tell you, I didn't. You know, I'm at about 91 pounds down total, and I legitimately did not think that I was going to be where I'm at right now. I just took day by day. I took one day at a time, and I kept focusing on things, and I kept on saying, well, if I just focus on this one day and I'm successful at this one day, I can achieve this one thing that I want to be able to accomplish here. And then I put my foot in front of one foot in front of the other, and then the next day I focus on the next thing. And then as maybe weight started to drop and pant size started to go down, and my doctor started to go, wow, your blood pressure starts to look really good, your numbers are good, your cholesterol has gone down, a lot of different momentum changers for me were happening. And yes, they were celebration moments, but there was also this level of, I never thought I would be here. I never thought that this was possible. So you have to right-size your mind when you get into the negative space. When you're feeling like everything's caving in on you, or the possibilities are not as endless as they once were, or you're feeling negative, or you're feeling like the people around you are negative, or whatever. I mean, listen, we've all been down the road. We all know that life deals you just cards that just really suck sometimes. And it throws these cards at you thinking that you're resilient and you can bounce right back and you're all set and everything's good to go as long as it doesn't kill you. But it's not easy and it sucks. And so sometimes that light that we have that's pushing us to go a certain direction, that light of possibility, the light of potential that's out there, sometimes dims, and we start to lose that passion or that energy that we may have, thinking to ourselves, man, you know, I used to have such this glimmer of hope of things that I wanted to be able to accomplish, and now I've lost it, or I feel just like blah right now. And I'll tell you, what I'm getting on Connect and on No Finish Line Nation is a lot of people that are struggling right now. They're in the middle of that struggle bus. They're in the middle of that journey that they're just like, oh man, you know, whether maybe their lifetime, and maybe they've already accomplished a lot of things that they've already wanted to, or they've already gone down the road of just, you know, achieving a lot of the goals that they wanted to so far. So they don't know what their new area of possibility is. That's the other thing. Keep on pushing your possibilities. Keep on listing out what do I want to accomplish in life? The possibilities are endless throughout your whole entire life. If you're 70 years old and you haven't accomplished certain things that you wanted to accomplish in life, but you're still capable of getting up and getting off the seat and going and doing something, go for it. Shoot for your possibilities. Shoot for the sky. Your possibilities are endless, and they mean something different to every single person you talk to. You know, I'm a Celtics fan, so any sports fans that are out there, I'm a big fan of the Boston Celtics. And one of the things that I loved at the end of one of the championships that Paul Pierce and Kevin Garnett and Ray Allen brought a championship to Boston. And it was a dream come true because it hadn't been done since a while. And, you know, it was just euphoric feeling. And as a Celtics fan, you bleed green sometimes and you really shoot for the stars and you really want them. You expect excellence and it beats you up after a period of time. So after they get done with the championship and it's like this euphoric feeling and in the green and white confetti's flying from the ceilings, Kevin Garnett yells into the camera as the camera goes over to him to say, you know, the after game thoughts and everybody celebrating. And he screams at the top of his lungs, anything is possible. Do you believe what Kevin Garnett said? Do you believe that anything is possible? Or do you limit yourself in saying that, I don't know if that's really something that I can accomplish? It's a real question. And it's something we need to ask ourselves. Do you believe that anything is possible that you set your mind and your heart to? Because if you don't, then maybe they need to right-size what your dreams and aspirations are. Or maybe you just need to stop limiting yourself and stop doubting yourself into the fact that you think that you may not be able to accomplish the things that you want to accomplish. I know I do it often. I talk myself out of things because I feel like I might not be able to achieve them. I'm doing a new workout program, right? I'm sitting down. Last night, I get home from work. I've done 2 days of it, and I'm on my third day. And I say to myself when I get home, I'm talking to the wife and the wife looks at me and I'm just like, well, I got day three of my little workout thing here and I'm really sore from the first couple days, right? My whole body's just screaming at me and it's looking at me going, oh, you're hurting. So maybe you should take a day off and then wait for the next day. And my wife looks at me and says, get up, put your clothes on and go do it. Just make it happen. You're the one that always tells me that if you don't put one foot in front of the other and work at it and do the things that are necessary for you to want to achieve and accomplish the possibilities that are there for you, if you're the one that tells me all that, then you should be the one doing that. And I said, whoa, I got to prove it with my actions. So I got up, I did my workout last evening after working all day long, and I felt terrific. This morning, I feel great for doing it. So remember, You have to believe in the fact that anything is possible. You have to believe in the fact that the possibilities are endless, no matter where you're at. If you achieve goals, great. Now set new possibilities. Set new things that you want to accomplish. Because if you're not continually pushing yourself to be better, to achieve more, to dive into, then what's the purpose of living? Because I got to tell you, I don't see the purpose of it if you're not trying to accomplish bigger, greater, more awesome, great things. You got to push your limits and you got to think that way. You really do. And I know I'm saying that more so because that's what I need to do. Because I get negative. I get down in the dumps. I get like on these days where I'm just feeling like, oh, you know what? This just stinks. The whole thing just stinks. Life stinks. My job stinks. Oh, this is just brutal. I'm just not feeling it today or whatever. And those are the days where I have to dig in deep and remember what my whys are and remember that I got to keep pushing for the stars. Anything is possible. And like the photo that I posted this morning, I love the smell of possibility in the morning. Have a great day, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Coffee Talk with Liquid Chain on 1973 podcast. You can also follow him on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Liquid Chain on 1973. Also, if you get a chance, leave some love on iTunes. Have a great day.